Tomorrow marks the 240th anniversary of the Revolutionary War's Battle of Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York, that is. It was a battle in which a group of Marylanders, the Maryland 400, played a key role. Tom Moore, a journalism professor at York College of the City University of New York and native Baltimorean, reports that some New Yorkers don't know much about this part of the Revolutionary War and that they don't realize they owe the people of Maryland a thank you.
Every August 27th, history lovers get together in Brooklyn to mark the Battle of Brooklyn. Biggest battle of the Revolutionary War. And it happened less than 2 months after the signing of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. George Washington and his men, including a special group of soldiers called the Maryland 400, they were all in New York. Now, most New Yorkers barely know about it. As for the Maryland 400, about 250 of those men were captured or died not far from Prospect Park at a spot known as the Old Stone House in Brooklyn. And another part of the major battle, it happened right inside of what is Prospect Park. So who really knows about it? It is part of the hottest musical on Broadway. It's actually in Hamilton.
We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take Brooklyn. Night takes Rook, but look, we are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned.
So it seems New Yorkers barely know what happened. I mean, have they read the three battle markers on each side of the main road running through Prospect Park? Those battle markers all within about 100 yards of each other?
I've seen them around. I think they're part of history. I have never stayed to look at them as much as pay attention to the whole context of the battle.
I think it was a battle that they almost lost and that where they were really, really outnumbered. And George Washington escaped early in the morning.
If you check history all over, it's just like, for instance, the Iraq War. Something happened. People died. Things change. People's life change.
Actor John Turturro tells the story of the battle on the Old Stonehouse website, describing the fighting in Prospect Park, then known as Gowanus Heights.
Maryland and Delaware troops waited for the enemy on the Gowanus Heights. There were 2,100 Americans against 7,000 British. Both sides firing rifles and cannons no more than 100 yards apart.
So on a sunny day, 240 years after all the fighting, a New Yorker walking through the park wearing a Yankees cap, Josephine Gleason, she says she knows a little about the Battle of Brooklyn, and here she is reading from one of the battle plaques.
Here the American forces stood their ground against the Hessians coming from the south, till flanked from the river by a body of British troops. General Sullivan was captured, but most of his troops retreated across what is now Long Meadow, joining the Maryland and the other troops for the final resistance near the Old Stone Houses of Gowanus.
The Old Stone House, the main spot where the Maryland 400 were fighting, a 1930s recreation of the Dutch farmhouse stands today. Now, General Washington must have known the Maryland 400 were his best shot at trying to hold off the British just long enough to plan that withdrawal across the East River. So one New Yorker who does know the story, a Brooklyn resident for 11 years, Mark Wolin. What does he think is special about the Maryland 400?
The Maryland part is surprising to me because of geography, that it's a good distance away from New York, especially back in those days. So yeah, that was a surprise for me. I found it very interesting. It kind of shows you what a group effort it was.
Local historians and others are pushing to build a Battle of Brooklyn memorial dedicated to the Maryland 400. Activists have been working for years to figure out exactly where a mass grave from the battle may be.
I'm Tom Moore in Brooklyn for 88.1 WYPR.